Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Live Fire Media Show, episode number 31. This is a full-on deep dive into Predator Badlands. If it's not your jam, well, sucks to be you. I'm Quokka47, a.k.a. Dave from High Point. And I'm joined by my great friend, Nick, who's been my sci-fi movie game comic friend for pretty much most of my life. So,
ditto.
So let's do this shit. Let's talk about Predator Badlands since we just got out from this, 20 minutes ago?
Right. Fresh. It's real fresh. So one thing I have, just real quick, overall, thumbs up, thumbs down. So we were just talking about this.
I know. It's okay. You and I kind of already said this earlier. We'll repeat again. This was very much like Alien Romulus for me. You and I both, there's parts we liked, parts we didn't like, parts that we just didn't give a shit about. Our kids loved it. They thought this was just like our kids loved Romulus. Our kids love Badlands. Go see it. That's
yeah, the thing. I agree. Go see it. I agree.
Don't just listen to people online or watch online and say, oh, yeah, well, you should or shouldn't see it. No, just go see it. Make up your own damn opinion. But
I agree with that.
Us as fans, lifelong fans of this shit.
And that's why we nitpick at it. That's why we talk about and we murder the stuff that really is, doesn't mean right. anything to anybody.
Right. We're not toxic fans.
Right.
Fans are passionate.
Speak for yourself. I'm just kidding. But yeah,
passionate as fuck about it.
Here's the thing, right? A lot of people probably don't care as much about like design, or they're going for more of the movie going experience. They want to sit down and be taken somewhere, right. And maybe some of that new stuff.
I want to escape.
I think right. Yeah. I think maybe sometimes that new stuff is just enough to get people, maybe like our kids, a little more involved because it broadens right. the horizon.
Right.
It makes it feel a little more. I hate to say this, Marvel, Star Wars. It has that vibe to it, you know. When it came from horror roots, you know, which is how we learned it, you know.
We know it as sci-fi horror.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I agree with you. Go see it. It's a good movie. It's fun. It's
well done. It's well made.
Sure.
Looks great.
Yeah, Dan Trachtenberg, I think he's doing good things for the franchise. I like it. I liked Prey. I liked Killer of Killers.
But I don't think he's the savior of the franchise either.
I also don't think these movies are better than the originals.
No, none of the three of his movies. No.
I agree.
No.
So with that being said, that's where I stand on that. Like, go see it. It was good. I'm probably going to watch it again.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be in my
regular rotation. Are you going to watch it again in theaters, or are you going to wait till it's on disc?
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in that 4D. Have you seen this where they pump some smells and some
oh Jesus,
some wind and some things into the movie theater?
We're like spray with like something back in the 50s or 60s with that kind of shit, you know, like shocking the seats and no. How do you make an alien world smell and feel like that? That would be very very weird. But
I don't know.
You go to the 4D thing, and I'll join you for that. Okay. Otherwise, I'll wait till it's on disc.
Maybe.
So that means, yes, I'll buy it on disc because I own all the previous films. I own all the Terminators, whether I like them or not. I own all the Aliens, whether I like them or not. So this
it's
will
a,
still
it's a requirement. It's a right. requirement.
It'll still get acquired. But, oh, yeah, and a heavy spoiler, by the way. We'll probably spoil the shit out of some stuff. So,
oh, yeah, be prepared.
Tough shit.
Yeah.
I'll say my biggest negative.
Okay.
it's exactly what I feared it was going to be, was more of a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Of just constant over-the-top action that had no real gravity to anything happening.
I'd say that's it. I'd say that is the biggest negative.
Like, and it's just like, okay. And there's no horror. This isn't a horror movie either.
No. No jump scares.
No.
Cool beasts, cool settings.
The plant life was cool.
Yeah, the plant life was super cool.
The planet was way cooler than
I love the Weyland-Yutani vibe. The way that it still feels like Romulus, it still feels like Alien, still feels like Alien Earth.
The way that they make that.
So let's talk about timeline. It's gotta be somewhere in that Earth. Aliens.
Clearly, we know we're in the aliens timeline.
Right.
And the funny thing is, aliens is so jacked up because you look at obviously filming techniques and style of Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
They're the 80s cassette futurism that still look futuristic to us. Now it looks antiquated, but then you have Prometheus and Covenant were both high end. Oh my God.
Dude, I've been listener and benchener.
You look sweaty.
Layla, Predator Badlands.
Love it or hate it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Good.
I think you guys are giving it criticism because you know more about it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not giving it as much criticism.
No, and that's great.
I like it a lot.
Finish. No, that's awesome.
I liked it a lot. I was hooked from the very beginning, which was exciting.
That's awesome.
That's that, and I think that's probably what they're trying to do.
Yes. Right?
I think overall, that's what let's introduce all these characters to a different generation.
Yes.
And let's obviously it's a money machine. They just want to keep making money, but we care about it in a way that's way bigger.
Yeah.
Than you know, comic books. And I mean, that's kind of how we started, right? Yeah. It was, we met
in the movies and the comic books.
Yeah. And I just remember seeing a comic book on the desk of your, you know, we were in school together. And I was like, they make horror comics. I didn't even know this is amazing. And so,
it was like a year or two prior to that, another friend of mine who he was big into comics and usual Marvel, like X-Men, well, primarily X-Men actually. And I was like, yeah, I'm not really into that. And he convinced me the comic book store, the Bookery in Fairborn. I was like, yeah, you know. And I think he was one of the strip was like, dude, you know, there's like Aliens and Predator and Terminator comics. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, huh? Mind blown.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
My world's now expanded.
Well, it wasn't a thing. It was
right,
the 80s. We grew up with, it was like superheroes. That's what was in comics. It was Batman and Superman and the X-Men and whatever.
And those Aliens comics
were like all cussing too. And gore. Yeah, that's exactly.
They were very adult.
Yeah. And then like, this is cool. So here we are, these little 12-year-old kids looking at this stuff, and it's just kind of blowing our minds. And so so we're now we're these fans who nitpick. We're these fans who look at these designs, and you can tell. I think when it comes to the design, you can tell right away that the guy is obviously in a suit, but you can still see sort of his face through the predator mandibles and the forehead. You can still sort of see his eye movement.
No, his eye movement was great. The eyes look great. I have said from the trailers, I thought his design looked like shit. Yeah. I didn't like the look of it. It looked way too human. And people are like, you just don't like the Predators look different, have character. I'm sorry, excuse me. I've watched every damn film with them. They've all had their own character. They've all looked unique, all of them. And I don't want to say it's blaming, but I half blame Paul SWS Anderson or whatever, and AVP and Studio ADI, because they're all about making more movement to the Predator's mouth. And so doing that, his mouth can't close right. At least this movie, it's all CGI. It closes right, but it still doesn't look better.
How do you fit those big mandibles under the mask? That was so cool about the first Predator, is when that mask came off, it's all nice and tight. Yeah. Like, it looks like it's, you know, I don't know. It just looks so much more real.
No, like rewatching AVP today, when the final Predator, Scar, his mask is so much like the 87 Jungle Hunter. Mm-hmm. He takes it off, and how much his mouth is still open, you're like, that physically doesn't compute.
Yeah. Agreed.
No. So
same with the design, though. What I noticed about Badlands was that he moved like a human. So this has been my complaint with a lot of the later Predator movies, because it seems like Kevin Peter Hall really captured something almost panther-like, or I don't know, you know what I mean.
All the behind the scenes, Kevin Peter Hall himself, dude may have been. I hate if they say he was a stunt performer. No, Kevin Peter Hall was an actor.
Yeah.
He knew how to act as a creature, whether he was Harry Henderson's or the Predator. You watch all his behind the scenes stuff on Predator, and he's so into how much I'm the Predator. I'm going to get you, Arnold. You know?
Well, the way he's conveying emotion with his movement.
And you watch everything after that. I won't say all. Like, AVP was probably the worst. I think those three guys.
A couple linebackers,
I think. Yeah. But the funny thing is, the guy that was Scar, though, also played the Wolf in Requiem, which, and like, dude figured it out.
I agree.
Maybe he heard us bitching about it like on forums.
I agree.
These guys move like linebackers and stupid. Because Wolf moved like a predator you'd expect.
Yeah. Stealthy.
And I
cat like, you know.
And I can't say I really can complain about the feral in Prey. And honestly, Predators was so much like Predator. You didn't see their movement enough that it didn't make me, didn't throw me off and didn't take me out of it like ADP did.
Sure.
You know. So I don't know. So the people have gotten better, but I still think anybody's at the level of Kevin Peter Hall.
So Badlands is that one scene and he rolls out of the his ejector seat or whatever that is.
Pod, whatever,
and he's so, and I think this is it, even in the trailer, but he's so max. Yes. And he's while he's laying there, he slams his fist on the ground. And it was like, well, that seems like something that doesn't seem very alien like.
I thought that was so dumb.
And I understand that, like, he is more human. That's what they're doing. They're making him more human.
And
like,
I don't want that.
But I noticed it everywhere. I noticed it where the feral predator is bouncing from tree to tree. There was a scene where he was doing that, but like, he didn't do that at any other point. He just sort of walked on camera and walked off camera. Right. And it was like, I think we could be a little more creative there. Yeah. I think you can make him move a little better, use those big long jumps. And I one of the things I love about Prey is that you see the gouges in the trees from him climbing up the tree. And it's like the way that they sort of imply that, like, he's, you know, these trees are, they're busting bark off and they're, you know, but he's still agile enough to make it from tree to tree to tree to tree. Yeah. I miss that. I miss that, especially in Badlands. I was the design for sure, human like, but then just the movement, it was a human actor, you know.
Well, but even to go beyond deck, he sounded great.
Yeah.
Talked, all the Predators talked way more than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I'm not totally against it, but I didn't also, like, it just seemed like too much. I feel like they should be more of a silent type. Like, they use more body language than actual verbiage to one another.
Sure.
Because in the end, I don't know, to me, it felt like they're more like Klingons now.
Like, that's pretty much,
that's kind of what it seems like.
That's kind of what it is.
Whether you like it or not, I don't know. But, all the Predators, though, their designs as a whole, visually in this movie, I didn't like any of them. They just, none of them had, again, other fans will say we're fucking stupid for saying that, oh, you don't like Predators looking different. No, we do like them looking different because all of them before have looked different and they all have their own character. And all these looked, honestly, to me, the most generic.
Yeah. Yeah. You could take Deck in his design and you could pluck him out of Predator. And not know he's a predator, and you could stick him in any
other like
sci-fi, and he'd look just like everything else. He might as well be in Halo, or he might as well be in. Like, it just has this vibe that almost loses its uniqueness.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I think the Predators, as opposed to having like both shoulders covered and having their like some sort of tunic on underneath all their stuff, like where's the
tunic? I hate it.
Where's the mesh? Where's the, you know?
Which I guess in this one you'd say it's because he was an unproven because he didn't have a cloak, which
continue.
But didn't his brother?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think his father did. Oh, cloak, physical,
the
cloak.
Physical cloak,
not the device.
No, I'm talking the device, the cloaking device to go invisible. Did his brother have that or not?
No, I thought that was just the dad.
Maybe it was
during the brother fight.
But still, even the dad's outfit though, it was more clothing,
completely covered.
Yeah, it was all clothing.
It just doesn't feel right to me. You know,
so yes, we're bitching about that. We don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like it.
But did it take away from some of the overall entertainment of the movie? No, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I just know that every time I'm like, God, this could look so much cooler. God, this could look so much cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, look in there. God, he could look way cooler than that.
Agreed.
I mean,
and I think that's probably my biggest complaint overall, because otherwise it's a fun story. It's got, you know, I wouldn't say that it's too unpredictable. There's not very many twists. It's pretty straightforward.
I feel like it's a typical, what do we mean, the 2020s, a typical 2000s, 20s sci-fi adventure movie.
Right.
Could have been Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Honestly, it could have been Guardians of the Galaxy. You're exactly right.
I mean, I've seen some people like defend the PG-13 rating, like, oh, but some of the kills are so violent, brutal in it. Sure, they are. Okay. But in general, the tone of the movie, that was an adventure film. Can Predator go back to being a sci-fi horror after this?
Great question. I think different director. I think different story, different setting.
Well, okay, and we've talked in the past before of like, we know there's a bunch of fans that just literally want the Predator in different timeline stories. I guess I'm kind of in the camp of like, no, I don't want just that, but maybe like every other or every third film can be that, just because, sure, put them in World War One, put them in Japan, like we've talked.
Those would all be fun.
Killer of Killers, the Japanese story was the best story of it, and could I go for live action for about 2 hours? Yeah. But do I want every film to be that? Because then what's the story be? The Predator dies and loses in the end, because that's what they all do. The comics even kind of got... They did get a run with that. I feel like they always lost in the end.
Pretty much.
So,
but that's because they were the antagonist.
Right.
Right? That was... It was built that way.
And now
we're flip-flopped. Right. You know, where he's the hero. He's... right at the beginning, the Predator Codex, it reads... Predators have no friends, or what? What did it say?
Yeah, something of that extent of like, basically they're always alone and strong otherwise.
Never prey.
Yeah.
No friends. Predators always all. Predators. Yeah, predators, yeah, or something all. Like that, which was kind of clever. But this movie's about a predator not doing that, which right. I get it. It's a rebellion story.
It's his coming of age story.
yeah. But that's a piece of it, right? So in Killer of Killers, I noticed in the end scene where they're with the King Predator,
right,
the guards bring up a malformed predator. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
And they kill him. They sacrifice him.
Okay.
There. Well, she mentions him being malformed. And right. So all of a sudden I felt like they were tying to Killer Killers, where they sort of established that these young runts.
So they get cold. They're like Spartans. They'll kill the weaker ones of their clan.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is, but I thought it was a cool tie-in, because I think that's what they were trying to do.
But they still all look dumb in this movie.
True story.
They didn't look like...
If they look dumb, kill them.
Go back to practical effects. How about that? Go back to... Dude, there's a clip of Prey where it's when he's in the French camp, and he opens his mouth and he's yelling. Like, maybe it's after her brother knocks his mask off or something. It's daylight. And the clip online, you see the animatronics like tweaking on the one end. And they're like, oh, that's why they removed it, because CGI, it stays more uniform. No, that twitching of it made it more real.
Yeah.
Like he was pissed right. And yelling, like, no, that's why that was
better. I think I was actually surprised that wasn't CGI when I saw that same clip you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's the clip where he just kind of turns his head, right? It's like
an animatronic clip. Yeah. But in the actual movie, it stays steady as he roars and yells.
It's right.
Like, no, you guys fucked up. The real shot was cooler than the CGI.
Totally agree.
I was thinking about something about the Wayland bit. You're talking about, she said he's malformed. Maybe think something else and shit. And I forgot what it was.
I was half expecting to see. The other piece that sort of I felt like, and this is coming off of Alien Earth, which I have my own opinion on as well.
Shit.
But the fact that Yutani's out there gathering specimens, that was cool to see.
No, that was cool.
You know,
it just hit me. What it was how familiar Weyland Yutani was with Yucha, with their culture, their language. I'm like, okay, so yeah. So back to, we started talking about, what time frame is this? Is this clearly beyond Alien Aliens? I'm going to say probably, because these were different synths too. Very different. They weren't, they were, I guess when they got killed, they were less organic-like. They were more sparks and flare.
Yeah. Than milk and
But just could tapioca. Be completely different models, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the fact that Weyland Yutani knows what they are, knows their language, knows bits of their culture, was like, okay, that's kind of interesting. It's like, so there's clearly more stories we can tell with that like us knowing. So do predators still hunt on Earth then, if we know that they're out there?
I think that ties to what you said earlier, though, about how you're not even really, the general public doesn't know, in the alien predator universe or whatever, doesn't know that the Nostromo happened.
Right.
They don't know that Hadley's Hope happened. Right. They don't, that's not general knowledge. It's it's under lock and key. So it seems reasonable that they would have information about Yautas, because they've been off, you know, they've been hunted on Earth for years, right?
Well, and how many other worlds have they still done it too?
Right. Which brings me to the other point that I really like about The Predator, which is a fucking horrible movie.
The Predator, please don't know.
No, but it's good. I like the spin on why their hunts are being more frequent.
Don't say
that's what it is.
No, I fucking hate that.
I think it's a really good tie-in, man. I really do. I don't like that movie. I don't like that movie. There are some scenes.
There's some cool scenes.
But overall, then you also hear predators talking.
And that was fun.
You know, predator.
I didn't mind it in that.
Some big translator. He's over a PA. He's talking to everybody, telling everybody what's going on.
That was fine. Didn't mind that either.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that at the end of the day, we can never really go backwards. It's like all of the IPs that we're all interested in are they're like the Biscuit and Tommy Boy. Like, we love them so much and we just pet them until they just fall apart. Right. Because I think that's what it is.
Fucking great reference.
Because I feel like every time I go watch something and it's something that I loved as a kid, I go see it and I'm like, they're just ruining it.
They're over. Well, everything's being overexplained.
Yeah.
Disney Star Wars. And this is now Disney property. So yes, they're probably going to overexplain the fuck out of all of it. And God, I hate that.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Leave some mystery to some of this shit. I mean,
but to be full circle about it, then the kids like it. It makes it more friendly for the, you know, the TikTok age.
Do we need it to be friendly for them?
No.
Well, I mean, for how to survive?
Yes.
Money.
Yeah. To get them in, get their asses in seats in theater. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, think of the TikTok generation. The two girls I had sitting next to me were on their phones the first half of it. So finally, I went, dude, chill it. And they were like shocked. Like, we just got told what to do. And they sat still for like an hour of the movie. It wasn't until the last like 15 minutes, they started squirming around again. Until I looked at them and they looked at me and they were like, oh shit.
They probably never had anyone talk to them.
They probably haven't. They probably haven't. And literally, the credits roll. They're packing up their shit. I look right over the two of them. They both look at me and went, thanks for being a distraction for the whole fucking movie that I paid to see. And they just froze. Like, I don't know how to grab my drink and get up now. Like,
yeah. I don't know how to apologize. Right? I don't know how to be a decent human being.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm sure they were probably 14, 15. And then, you know, they were like, oh, sorry. I'm like, better. Instead, they just looked at me as I kept staring at them intensely. Yes, I'm a grumpy old man, motherfucker. Because you were distracting my $50 I paid to see this goddamn movie.
Yeah, no doubt. Even though we don't like it very much. I still want to not be interrupted.
Yes.
I want to take it in. I want to take it in fully.
I want the escape. And it was an escape. It was too much of an adventure, sci-fi adventure Marvel movie. It really was.
Another point on the design change, though. When you go from like the Jungle Hunter and the City Hunter, and the way the City Hunter, especially the colorfulness of the skin, the contrast between the light parts and the dark parts.
Well, he was like, well, his armor's all brown, brass looking.
Yeah, I just mean, but the skin specifically.
Oh, God, his skin.
And then you look at like Deck, and you look at Quay. What's the brother's name?
Yeah, right.
But, like they're just solid. They're a solid color.
Yeah,
with and some it's like
texture to it. And that was
Come on.
That's not
going backwards.
Diversity. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going backwards.
Yeah, you want more opinion. Bland, more generic. Well, it's because they were brothers, you know.
Sure. They all have like solid red skin in that clan, I guess, or whatever.
Apparently, yeah.
But
design was shit. Do better.
Design was shit. I don't remember noticing music at all. I'm sure it was there.
You know, it's funny you said that because, okay, so besides the Lantra saying that, you know, we have been sci-fi nerds, movie nerds, show nerds, comic nerds, gaming nerds. We're also music nerds on I can't say completely different, very similar, very similar levels. And I feel like, for the most part, scores have been very lacking as a whole the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years in films. Not saying there aren't good scores out there, because there are. But I buy more scores than I do anything else. And I bought less scores as I have films because they're just there. Like the Marvel movies, for example. I love the original, 20 some odd films of the Infinity Saga, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I own one score from that. And it was Captain America Winter Soldier, because it's still one of the best films of the whole thing.
It's probably the best Captain America movie for sure.
Well, that too. But that score has so much range and badassery.
Yeah.
Other scores like, I do like Alien Romulus.
Is Winter Soldier Alan Silvestri?
No, Winter Soldier is not.
It's not.
Henry Gordon.
What is Alan? Is Avengers Alan
Silvestri? All the Avengers are Alan Silvestri. Predator, by the way.
Predator 2, Alan Silvestri, Back to the Future. Some great movies out there. But watching the original Predator today, it's like, the score is a lot of the movie. It creates these moments.
Well, hell, even going back and watching Predator and AVP today, the scores carry so much weight in the whole damn movie. And this, it was there. Like, the beginning of it, I really liked. It definitely had a Predator alien vibe to it when it was first panning over their planet. But then the rest of it, I don't think there was really anything that really like jumped out at me. It was like, yeah, I buy this. This is badass.
Yeah, right.
Because I have Romulus. I picked up Alien Romulus, and as a whole, it's a pretty solid Wicked score.
It's got some cool little callback moments, right?
But yeah. I have Alien Covenant. For as much as that movie is very up and down, the mixed bag of shit, it has a really solid score. Minus the parts like where he emulates Jerry Goldsmith, which is fine. When he does his original shit, it's fucking good in that movie. But hell, Covenant's, how old is that one already? It's almost 10 years old. Yeah. Right? So I'm trying to think what other scores really they've like lately. I'm like, yeah, I need to get that. I did pick up the Tron Ares without seeing the movie because it's Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, of course. But I'm a Nine Inch Nails fan.
Yeah.
So yeah, the score to Badlands was there.
Yeah, it was
It was there.
That's what I mean.
Like a Marvel movie. It was a Marvel score. It was there.
It was there.
Like, did it help?
There was some
sure, but did it really motivate?
There was a lot of like that. There's a lot of like that tribal didgeridoo sound thing that
digital
was happening.
Tribal. That's what I heard a lot of. Digital tribal.
I think that's it. Which that could be cool, but not if it's just bland and it doesn't go anywhere or do anything. Yeah. Once again, like the original movie, you know, the way Alan Silvestri's score bounces around as they, you know, here they come down a hill doing their little military thing. It's just the way the score is very front.
Yes.
And it's so choppy too. Like there are all these moments where there's like stops in the Alan Silvestri score, which makes it even a little more, you know, I don't know.
Well, because
tactile.
Because the score in that changes tone as much as the movie itself does. From this, minus seeing the Predator ship in the beginning, it's this action commandos gearing up and going in, doing their mission. They're being stealthy. Then it's big bombastic action, and then it's like shit starts to hit the fan of when Hawkins gets killed. And it's like, what the hell? The score takes the beats along with it, and like changes from an action score to this horror score, but still there's still themes of across the whole damn thing. It's
like when Max guarding Blaine's body at night and there's almost that funeral pyre sort of a trumpet happening.
I think like taps, but it's really not taps. That's like,
but that's kind of that's obviously what they're emulating.
Right. That's what my mind goes to with that.
You know? Yeah. Little moments like that. The movies don't seem to have that anymore, especially when this big bombastic adventure movie.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't think of any one instance that really hooked me other than the beginning, because nothing was happening to me other than just showing us scenery of the planet and hearing that digital tribal sound, which was cool, but the rest of the movie, it was just there.
Agreed.
The score was just
So don't buy the score.
Well, unless you go to a Russian website like I do and you buy it for like $1 or something.
You're probably not even getting the real music. It's probably just,
I don't know about anything else about the legit, man. The Tron stuff, the alien,
they're always trying to get it.
No, the shit I've gotten the past so far from them has been pretty legit.
Yeah. I was expecting, so along with the alien Earth, the specimen thing, I was half expecting to see eggs in a box somewhere. Maybe no more than that.
Right? I wasn't, only because I heard Trachtenberg. He straight up said there's nothing with xenomorphs in this film.
So just Weyland Yutani.
Right, which is cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Because what have we always bitched about AVP? If you don't know the comics, we do. I'm not saying we know all the comics because we both kind of stopped around 2000s and we've kind of picked it up here and there now in our 40s. The original AVP shit took place in the Aliens realm time frame and beyond. That's always where AVP was. So
in the future.
Yeah. So for the movies to do this whole Antarctica 2004, we were like, this is bullshit.
We were a little bummed.
We watched it, enjoyed it, but very bummed.
Because it's like they already did this and they did it even better than this.
Right.
So why didn't they just take more beats from this and put it in that? You know, I get it.
So maybe I keep wanting to say 20th Century Fox, but 20th Century Studios will finally get it between Romulus. I think Indian Romulus was pretty successful. I hope, for as much as I didn't care for this, I'm just okay with it. I hope this is successful and we do get a better, proper redoing of Aliens vs. Predator, because it's not, but dear God, don't make it an adventure superhero film. Maybe that's how you get back to horror. You bring Aliens and Predator back together in a new film now. That's how Predator comes back to being a horror movie.
Sure.
You know, maybe Deck is still a hero in an AVP movie and he dies in the end saving somebody else, you know,
well, from aliens. He did have a broken tusk.
I noticed that. Don't give me that shit.
I mean,
he's me broken tusk.
No, I hope not. That's because that's a way better costume, obviously. Or
well, he'll be older though, so maybe his head will be more normal looking and not this.
But he's still malformed,
fucking cute.
And the runt, he's.
Yeah.
I liked that they did you. So all the questions that Theo was asking Deck they were covering.
Right.
They were basically covering their tracks. Yeah, they were doing all that stuff. Which was, I appreciated, but it's still really.
Yeah, I get it, but it didn't change the design of like shit.
One of the things I told Layla this morning, we were watching Predator. I was like, look at how much bigger Kevin Peter Hall is in that suit.
Which he next was what? To, seven, next to,
yeah,
seven,
yeah.
Two,
and I think Arnold Schwarzenegger, like I think he's he's 5'10 or something, 5'11. He's not very tall.
I thought Schwarzenegger was
I don't
6 foot.
I don't think so.
Kevin Peter Hall. Let's look him up here. Just Wikipedia work. 7'2". There
seven
you go.
7'2".
7'2" versus Arnold's what? Hell, Danny Glover might be taller too. It's the Predator. Or the Predator. Jesus. Predator.
Big difference.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking titles. It's so sketchy. At least this, you know, this one's called Predator Badlands. Thank God. IMDb sometimes a pain in the ass.
Well, it's kind of Alien and Aliens. Predator and the Predator.
Right.
No, not really, I guess. But.
Arnold Schwarzenegger copy.
It's just, you know, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger once in Hollywood Studios in the Mall of America, and I feel like I was a whole like head taller than him.
That's a lot, dude. Like, let's see, where's that? Where's the stats? Born in, personal information. Oh, come on.
I mean, maybe just type in height.
Well, because I can't have these the keyboard, that's why.
Oh, right on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Height
6'2"
in feet.
I don't 6'2".
That feels like it's, I think that might be taller than he actually is.
But still,
but
Kevin Peter Hall is a whole foot taller
without makeup.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously the head makes him bigger.
And that camera angle too.
Oh, for sure. Makes him look even taller. Yeah. But that's one of the things. It's like, look how much bigger and how much scarier this monster is compared to the which obviously he's the antagonist versus the protagonist.
Like I'm like 5'10", 5'11". That felt like that Predator was in Badlands was that height.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. He was as tall as the woman. He was as tall as Ellie
Fanning. Oh, yeah, Ellie Fanning, yeah.
Thea, right? Yeah. They looked like if they were standing next to each other in the movie, they looked like they were the same height.
Yeah.
Which is just
okay.
Just fine. It pays to the whole
Predator. Yeah, he's a run.
He's a run.
Yeah, okay. He's our little underdog.
Genna, the planet was super cool.
Planet was like what I expected Pandora of Avatar to be like.
Yeah.
Talk about like legitimately deadly, legitimately dangerous at every level. Like that was cool.
Poison needles.
But also, what was your gripe on the planet too? What did it feel like to you? Like a video game.
Right. It did. The whole, so
maybe that's back to it being in the adventure film. It's like,
that's kind of my problem with the Marvel films. Everything sort of feels like, all right, here's the start of the game.
Right.
And then like you're beating through bosses.
Yeah, you're figuring everything else out.
You know
how to fight the big and baddie.
Bosses. That was kind of, that was kind of cool though. The big power loader.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I didn't mind him. Yeah. Big spoiler. You get somebody in a bigger power loader that wasn't anywhere near as cool as Ripley's power loader in Aliens, because that's so iconic. You just know.
Sure.
But it was a cool fight. Was it a Marvel fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a Marvel fight.
But for sure.
It was cool because the planet is so the planet was like the rated R Pandora almost.
Right.
So the fact you've got a 2-story tall power loader to pick up containers for bigger creatures, it makes sense. Like it just kind of worked in that sense for me. But as cool as the fight was, still, it was a Marvel boss battle.
Yeah.
Right. Video game
right.
fight.
Which is my complaint of it's the overall movie, not just the planet. Yeah. You know, it's like, God.
Oh, okay. Here's a solid negative. I didn't like her using the plasma caster at all. Like she just threw it on her shoulder and just worked.
Yeah.
That was fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, she is a synth, so maybe there's some wiring or some circuitry that connects or whatever, but even still, I agree. Like, as we've seen in video games, they're using their wrist
to shoot it.
It's not just like a...
I saw somebody online yesterday made a comment saying that predators weren't that good at hunters because their mask, it pretty much targets and shoots for them. Like, no, it doesn't.
Right.
Like, they're pointing, looking at shit, and they're telling to fire.
Right.
They're telling to lock. Like, no. They're still pulling the trigger effect.
But the movies have ruined that for us.
Oh,
it's like the Predator.
Oh, God, yeah.
The little kid puts the helmet on.
Oh, God.
And walks around at Halloween,
yes.
Right? And that guy throws a tomato, hits or whatever, hits him in the back of the head, and the little gun pops out of the side of the mask
self-defense mechanism.
And shoots behind him and obliterates the second story of this house. And it's like, this is ridiculous.
And to go with that, in the Predator, the one dude who's always chewing gum or whatever, he ends up wearing a cannon or two cannons all of a sudden at the very end.
Yeah.
And he like looks and the cannon turns and it fires and blows his head off.
Right.
Like, was it funny in that Shane Black way the movie? Yeah, sure. But it was like, dumbass, you're wearing an alien tech, you don't have a fucking use. Like,
Traeger, I think is his name, right?
Sure.
I
don't remember.
He was the main bad guy, right? Other than the Predator.
Sure.
Right?
I don't remember anybody's name in that damn movie.
I just watched it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
It's a couple redeemable things. but not enough. Not enough to make it a good movie. Not enough.
Yeah, the redeemable things are you see the spear Lex gets from AVP. It's in the showcase. Mm-hmm. And the whole lab escape scene. And Jake Busey playing Gary Busey.
Love that. Love
Peter that. Keys and what is Keys something? Peter Keys is Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Who's Jake Busey playing the Predator? Something Keys, though. Yeah. But that's cool. There's my redeeming
Peter
things.
Keys Jr.
Sure.
I don't know. That's probably not his name. They should probably say his name.
That's all the redeeming shit. And the design of the future Predator.
There's a little bit of back and forth about why is he a Predator? He's actually a hunter. And there's a little clever quips about like.
That's because Shane Black was there when they made Predator to like. Help do rewrite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the movie was called The Hunter or Hunter. And
But we digress.
I don't know. That's all it is digressing.
Yeah.
It's a good show, man.
But at this point, Badlands is cool. If you're into that franchise, there's some fun things going on in it. We're gonna nitpick it because of our level of fandom.
Well, let's do this. So many other ways to attack this, but I'm gonna say Predator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 87, is still the GOAT. Nothing's going to top that.
Yeah, agreed.
And in my opinion, Predator 2 is still the best sequel. We owe so much lore to Predator 2 that people discredit it. Oh, it's just a dumb sequel like the first one. Mm-hmm. Now, third pick? Okay, that's where I'll give Prey some acknowledgement. It's kind of a tie for me between Predators and Prey because I like both of them. I have issues with both of them. But they are a solid tie for third for me.
Prey is such a beautiful movie. The scenery, that's completely off track.
No,
like
go
just
for it.
When you said that, when I watched rewatching it, it was just like this. It looks
it's
real.
Not the Great Plains at all? It's in Canada.
Yeah, right. lots of mountains for the Great Plains. Right. But regardless, like it was just the way it was filmed. There's something really pretty about it. Predators. It's a great movie.
I like it.
Like you said earlier, Adrian Brody's Batman voice turns
off. I liked it.
Turns me off. But what I did like was they call them super predators or berserkers whatever you want to call them.
Different race.
That different race of predators. They show like a little infighting, between the
school.
It was cool to see the classic Predator again. It was almost like a.
It was the right amount of fan service.
It was the right amount of fan service, right? Yeah. We had that whole cracked piece of his.
Oh, that was cool.
Like, eye was sticking was out, cool. And I was like,
honestly, that made me think of in RoboCop when he's getting fucked up by Ed 209.
You see his eyes. Exact same thing.
That's so cool. Thinking the Predator. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool as shit right there.
Agreed.
Nimrod Atoli, I think, directed it. Predators should have had a sequel.
Predators
should still get a sequel.
But what happens? They get off the planet.
Or do they?
Right.
But so okay, so you agree? Predator 1, Predator 2. What's your third? Is it tie the two of them?
It really, I'm heavy on Prey right now, but I do feel like there's a lot going on in both of them that sort of balance out for me.
So
I love the design of,
we'll agree too that the Predator is absolute dog shit and is the worst.
That's the bottom of the barrel.
So do you put AVPs into this listing?
Absolutely.
Okay. So where do AVPs and Badlands and Killer of Killers? Dude, I have no idea where to put Killer of Killers because I've only watched it once. I wasn't like in love with it. I did like the Japanese story. I shouldn't have hated it. I thought the World War II story sucked. Bring them all together is a whole other issue for me with what we know of Predator ship and comics. So I don't know where to put Killer of Killers, but I don't know where do you go from Prey and Predators is three. Where do you go from there?
I'd say the original AVP comes next for me.
Okay.
No question. I think even though I have so many issues with that movie too, I think there are a lot of things that it did right. I think the predators are cool. I like seeing the hunting party. I like seeing the way they sort of tied in Yutani in the same way.
Dude, watching AVP again today, because that's what I did. Even the initial intro of what you think is the Queen in Space from Aliens, which was such a bastardly good jab at us thinking, oh shit, it's an Aliens universe. I thought the trailers was like it's modern day. I'm like, it's not. Oh, it's a fucking satellite.
We saw it in theaters.
We did,
right?
You mean Lauer.
Yeah. And that moment happened, and you're like, what? Yes. No way they're gonna do this. And then they don't.
And then now watching it again now, that transition, I still am like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Paul Anderson, Resident Evil movies, the original Mortal Kombat, Event Horizon. Mm-hmm. Event Horizon is probably his best film, flat out. AVP is probably his next best film.
I'd say that's true.
He does have some really good, well, him and the cinematographer in that. There is some really good shit in it, but unfortunately, it kind of falls apart. Third act, it gets very bland with how it all looks. It kind of falls apart with Lex and the Predator running with the fireball.
Yeah, and then the CGI is kind of glaringly obvious with the Queen when they're out on the ice, and you know.
Yeah, and I forgot she's a big bitch in that one too.
Yeah, for sure.
Way bigger than aliens, like
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah,
size.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, I'm like, okay, it's interesting, but she's also old as fuck.
Yeah,
you know, we know she's at least 100 years old, so it's like I'll forgive some of that, but the funny enough, it's okay. So you say AVP?
Yeah, I'd say that's yeah.
Watching AVP again today, I was kind of like, okay, maybe I'm a little hard on this film. Is it a great Aliens film? No. Is it a great Predator film? No. Is it okay for both? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of like Requiem more.
I mean, there are lots of things about Requiem that are great, but like the fact that the movie is so dark that it's hard to make
that
out
well,
is a, it turns me off every time I try and get
you,
into
do you,
it.
Do you have any idea as to why that is? Or like, I'm not saying like we know,
but it's to make sure the costumes look okay.
That's what I roll with.
Cause
why the costumes look okay. Cause it's not the Predator. He looked great.
Yeah.
Why the costumes need to look okay.
A lot of people
gloss over this shit. I think it's very important to you and I.
Well, I think they reused costumes from Resurrection. Is that right?
Same with AVP. Yes.
Yeah.
Which I understand it's budget wise, because if you guys look at it from Alien to Aliens, those two had great budgets. Alien 3's, I don't remember. It's all fucked up. But Resurrection
changed hands so many times. Right.
But then Resurrection had the smallest budget of all of them, considering for inflation. So you get to AVP in 2004, and it was an even smaller budget. So yes, they reused the assets of molds they had in Resurrection. And to side shoot here, Alien Resurrection, Alien Designs are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great for what they are, because they're weird, fucked up clone amalgams.
Yeah, they're
of
not real xenomorphs.
Right. So then we get to AVP, and I hate seeing the AVP alien as like the flagship internet picture of an alien xenomorph looks like. It's like, no,
they should be the Cameron warrior style
or Geigers
from Aliens. Yeah,
those are not sure. AVP. So because Requiem is, yeah, I agree with that. I think it's because it's super dark, because they're those two brothers. Was it the brother Strauss? They wanted to make the sci-fi alien film, right? They wanted to make the sci-fi future alien VP film that we wanted. And I remember reading a thing where they said that Fox said, if this movie works, we will greenlight your movie to take it in the future. They did what they could.
Which would have, I assume they would, it'd be Colonial Marines. It would be
right.
That's the only way to do
designs.
Yeah.
But because those brothers though love the Cameron aliens, though, is why they ditched the chrome domes
to have the ridges.
Right. Yeah. So we got the ridge aliens again in Requiem. I still think the name title's dumb. But so for me, Requiem, like, yeah, it does push more back into horror. It is rated R. Everybody fucking dies.
Right.
I like the National Guard showing up with M4s, and they're just getting annihilated by the xenomorphs, because they're everywhere.
In the streets of the town, right. You know, that's kind of cool.
As much as I don't like the pred alien idea, like an alien with fucking mandibles, I think it's dumb. The movie did it really well,
and the
making it partial
and
queen,
the, and yeah, the like, way that it reproduced was gnarly,
dude. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Gnarly. What a cool design that was. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you.
I'm not trying to change your opinion.
No. I just mean I agree with you in that maybe maybe Requiem doesn't have as much merit for me as it should.
Well, I mean, the human cast is complete shit in Requiem, whereas AVP,
it's a bunch of nobodies. The acting's not very good.
No, it's not.
Like I said,
AVP's is better
acting. Requiem, the shining point of Requiem is Wolf. Is Wolf.
Yeah.
His design is amazing.
Which was the whole Alpha Wolf. In Badlands, really like a nod to that at all, or is that really her just an Alpha Wolf story?
I think they were just pulling it. Maybe
it's a reach.
That's probably a reach. I did notice there was some dialogue similarities between Prey and Badlands. There are some things.
Okay,
bring it home. Some of the words that Naru's trying to prove herself as a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
There's some dialogue exchange between her and her brother, and it's basically like...
I wasn't even thinking of that.
And some of the things that are being said in Badlands.
He made Prey, but in a Predator's perspective.
He flopped it. He made him the protagonist.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. That bring it home line is exactly the way it's said to Naru between
that.
her and her brother.
Bro, yeah, because he's like, yeah, you killed the lion. I got
you. So I don't know, you know.
So, okay. So you take AVP.
I take AVP.
I think you probably take Requiem.
So we just have those flip-flop, right?
Yeah. And okay. Then what's next?
Well, what's left? Killer of Killers.
Yeah, Killer of Killers, Badlands. Are you going ADP then Requiem?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going Requiem then ADP.
That's the only I think that might be our only step up.
So okay, so it's Killer of Killers,
and then
Badlands and the Predators. You got told at the bottom. So
yeah, I'd say Killer of Killers, Badlands, and the Predator.
I agree with that. But here's the thing, which you can't visualize is if that whole hierarchy list, if this movie Badlands is at the bottom of our list like that before the Predator is still a mile or miles lower because the Predator is so bad. Badlands is not bad. We just have our issues with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We mean it. Go see it.
Yeah.
It's cool. Especially if you have some,
I think it's
teenagers. It's fun.
Yeah. If you got teenagers that are into this shit and you've gotten them to watch the other movies, absolutely take them, because my 13-year-old absolutely thought it was awesome. Yeah. Your daughter thought it was awesome. Yeah,
thought it was great.
And it was the same thing when we went to Romulus. Your son absolutely loved Romulus. Yep. My son loved Romulus. You and I were like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it was like some fan service.
It made well.
Weird cool. stuff going on. But the kids loved it. And I think it's what it is. Disney owns it. They're trying to just make money on it, but they're trying to keep it going. And I know everyone says that the answer for Star Wars, for instance, is just more Star Wars, right? Well, I don't always think that's the answer. And I think they just need to be careful about how they take this movie monster,
right,
and how they portray him. Even if they want to make him a protagonist, I still need to see that monster side.
Yeah.
And the monster side isn't him slamming his fist on things. It's not human. I need to see more alien.
Yeah.
Movement, more alien emotion, and that maybe that looks weird on camera. Maybe they tried it. Maybe it just doesn't work.
Maybe they did. Yeah.
Maybe it didn't translate well.
Like, this is stupid. Yeah.
Because the conversation between the Predators was kind of weird too.
It sounded good. The language sounded cool. Fine. Which that was one of the few fine things with the Predator was them talking. But again, they just talked a lot.
Yeah.
Like way more.
He even joked.
Yeah, like dry joke, which I knew as soon as Mason chuckled at it, I was kind of like, oh yeah, this kid's gonna love this
movie. I chuckled too. I mean, I think
I was kind of like, yeah, I was entertained.
Yeah,
I was entertained. Sure. Knowing how I was frustrated with it, I was kind of like, all right, I'm at least entertained with the whole movie, you know?
Yeah.
The dry joke, okay, because he is a living, breathing thing, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor. If she can communicate to him, which there's
that was done in a snap of a finger. Oh. Universal communication done.
Yeah. That's half-assed bad writing plot, yeah. I feel like.
Sure. Plot armor. But
there's still, I guess, I still enjoy the world building of it. Same with Romulus. Romulus showed us more of the aliens world. Because there's the thing, like, I was telling Nick this afternoon, the alien RPG that I've yet to play, but I read the shit out of the guidebook, is one of the cool things they tell you is when you play a campaign of that, you don't know of the incident of alien or aliens because it's the whole universe in space. It's not Star Trek. It's not Star Wars, where you can zip across the galaxy here and there. You know,
it takes time.
Right. It takes massive time.
To travel from one place to another. That's not just warp speed.
So, like, everything, like, isn't known everywhere all the time. But, again, that's where we kind of already talked to. Like, it's kind of a cool part in this is, like, what time period are we in that she knew Yucha? She knew the culture. It's like, okay, she did some cool world building there that Romulus showed us more of the Weyland China world building, too. It's kind of like, okay, I am ready for more of that.
Yeah.
I give me more of it.
Well, Alien Earth did some of that too. It did a hell of a lot better job. A lot of missed opportunities in that show.
So many. They had so many great ideas. It felt more of a Blade Runner show to me than anything, than an alien film. But even that level, they still dropped the ball on it hardcore, and it was
And it's sort of been confirmed, for those of you guys who don't know, that Blade Runner and Alien sort of exist
In
the same universe.
In Ridley Scott's mind, in the head of Fox, Alan Ladd, in his mind, because I think you and I talked, there's an old Sean Connery flick from 81, 82 called Outland, and it's a Warner Brothers film, but produced by the Ladd Company, which was Alan Ladd from Fox, who Alan Ladd and the Ladd Company also did Blade Runner. So, like, there's multiple people. It's not just Ridley Scott. They're all, like, all this shit's interconnected. And as fans for us, like, that's badass.
Yeah, we love that stuff. Yeah,
I absolutely watch Outland.
Especially when it's two really good movies and and it really just makes sense, right? Or even three movies, then it all just sort of makes sense.
Right.
You know, obviously, they're not trying too hard. You can see it all existing that way.
You know, I'm almost forgetting a good Paul Anderson movie. Soldier, Kurt Russell, which he always said it's in the Blade Runner universe, just tying all that shit back together again. So it's like
that's where Kurt Russell barely has any lines, right? He doesn't talk a whole lot. Yeah,
like
oh man, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Same here.
I'm gonna fire that up and check it out.
I love the guns in that movie too.
Definitely love Kurt Russell.
So good, so good. Oh, I don't know if you've heard this one. This is where we can. I don't care if it's segue because we can do whatever the hell we want. It's my damn show. I don't know if you're aware of this because you know because of work and the social media shit. I feel like I live online too much with shit. The Thing 2 has been greenlit.
You know, I saw
and supposedly John Carpenter is involved. I don't know if writing, I don't know if producing, but
do you think it's going to be a pickup right from the end? Do you think it's going to be a side story?
Dude, I have no bloody idea. And I honestly, the way movies are now, I don't want to get any hopes up for anything.
Yeah, you.
I don't know because it goes so many ways. I'd be happy with recasting it. Give me Wyatt Russell, Kurt Russell's son. If you want to rely, if MacReady survives, give me Wyatt Russell playing him. Or your other option is it going to be a 40-year sequel? So we've got old man Kurt Russell. I'm like, okay,
that could work.
That could be done. That
could work.
Or yeah, you Kurt Russell dies, and or, the movie takes place in the 80s still.
Or MacReady was the Thing, and 40 years later, he's still the Thing, and it's the old Thing sipping his coffee on
Jesus
the,
Christ, off, didn't take over the world
on the patio.
Fuck me, no, dear God. At least it's not my Disney, so that won't happen.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, so the Thing is getting greenlit with a sequel, which could be, it could be interesting, could be shit. Did you ever watch the 2011 prequel?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I thought it was great.
Okay, I wouldn't. That's wow. That's.
I thought it was great. I thought it was a great addition.
I own it.
I thought it was a great addition to the story. I thought it added on to the Thing in a very fun way.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all I have.
Okay.
Great. Okay. I see
it's
where fun.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
That's. I guess. If I say something entertaining, it's not like it's a low bar. It's just I acknowledge the movie is not a good movie, but I enjoy it.
That's so when I say great to a lot of movies, that's what gotcha. I mean. I don't necessarily mean that Thing should have won an Oscar. Right. You know, it's nothing like
and,
that.
And, here, and here's the thing. If you've never seen John Carpenter's original 82 Thing, do not watch the 2011 film. Watch John Carpenter's.
Oh, no.
You watch John Carpenter's version first. Then if you really want to have more fun and go back and then watch the 2011 because it's a prequel, that's fine.
It's like Star Wars.
Yes.
Don't watch the prequels first.
Theatrical release.
Watch theatrical release.
Yeah. Alien film spreader, same
because thing. There's knowledge you shouldn't have yet.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yeah. All the great foreboding suspense and dread in John Carpenter's The Thing is ruined if you watch the 2011 The Thing.
100%.
And it's a far inferior film, agreed. But it's still fun.
It's still fun.
So yeah.
It's fun because of what it adds to the story.
Yeah, no, I love the way it ended and it rolled straight into the thing.
Me too.
I've so enjoyed great. The shit out of that. Yeah. I mean, even the score, Marco Beltrami copying the Moscone score. Oh, that was great. I loved it. So where's the Thing 2 gonna go? Fuck, I have no idea. And I have zero hopes or expectations. I'll be honest. I love John Carpenter's movies, but him being involved doesn't really mean shit because he's been involved in other things because he's just collecting a paycheck. I mean, good for him, man. You know, the dude's half-ass retired.
Yeah, but he's always super involved in his movies. He usually does the music for his movies, you know.
Well, for his movies,
I mean, yeah.
This isn't necessarily his movie, though.
You're right. I just mean, like, it's possible, right? It's possible
he's
involved, you know.
Anything's possible.
And that's cool. I always like to see things when it comes to those returning directors or returning musicians that come in and they do something that pays homage to something before. And that's why I like the prequel. I thought it paid homage to the original while adding to the story.
You know, it's funny, you get my mind spinning off and you think of when directors return to something. Now my mind goes back to Ridley Scott. And it's like, people want to hold Ridley Scott to being like the George Lucas to Alien. He is not. Alien is such a collaboration of everyone behind it. And honestly, Aliens James Cameron pulls a lot in Aliens, but still, Stan Winston's crew still made the things a reality that he wanted to do. But with Alien in particular, though, Ridley Scott didn't find Giger. Walter Hill already found him. Walter Hill already knew him. Ridley Scott was the one that Fox wanted to bet on to make this film. Mm-hmm. Ridley Scott was like, yo, we do need this Giger guy for the effects design. And Alan Ladd was like, oh, okay.
And the script is already written. Right? The script, it was another movie,
well,
right? Star Beast or whatever.
That's getting into there's a whole lot of rewrites to it. And that's where like David Geller and Gordon Carroll, like there's issues with them. And here comes my dog. Eva, get your finger off
the lens. Get your hand off the lens.
Get your hand off the lens. Hold still. Take the picture and hold still. Don't move. Oh, jeez.
My daughter trying to take a picture of us because we're
hanging out. She got us.
Guys, it actually won't do it. Oh, okay. It actually won't. Okay. Watch.
All right, now she can take a picture of us with her. You move too fast, baby. You got to hold steady. I will teach you to be. No, don't do another one. I'll teach you to be a photographer, okay? Okay. Don't waste any more. Don't.
You're they're, moving right away.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we've covered score. We've covered list.
Each other.
We've covered
effects, visuals, cinematography,
music,
sequels, prequels.
Yeah. What else is there? More sequels. More sequels.
Oh God! The quest for more money.
Which that's exciting, right?
I don't.
Mel Brooks involved Spaceballs sequel?
Is it? Like,
I don't know. I kind of like Spaceballs an awful lot.
No, I do too. But Josh, I think, Josh Glad worries me, being he's the main one behind.
And I, but I do think there's an awful lot of material out there for a new Spaceballs. Look at all the Star Wars stuff that is either good or bad.
Dude, I'm not going to argue that. We should have got a Spaceballs sequel or prequel when the prequel Star Wars films came out.
You know? You're right.
I mean, so
we had an OG Spaceballs.
So no, I understand there's a prequel Spaceballs, right? I'm just worried it's going to be
shit. This is my camera carrier purse.
I love it. I mean, did you watch Mel Brooks's The History of the World Part 2 that was a streaming only release?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, shit. That's why I'm afraid of Spaceballs 2.
Yeah, I understand.
The quest for more money. Yeah. That's all it really is.
But I'm still going to go see it.
I don't know if I'll spend the theater money on it. I got to see trailer first. That one's going to be heavily dependent on a trailer. I see a trailer for it that hooks me, and I'll be like, all right, I'm in. Cool.
The quest for more money. The quest
for more money. So, all right. You want to wrap us up then?
Sure.
That work for you?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Go see it. Go see Badlands. Make your own opinion. That's what you should do.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah. You know where to find me.
Later.